Good afternoon, Stan Roberts with WBEN Entertainment. It's with great sadness that we learn of Jim McLaughlin's passing. Perhaps you've heard the statistical information in Jim's obituary. Jim McLaughlin was news director of WYSL, then news director of WKBW Radio, where McLaughlin developed Good Morning in the Morning, and appeared regularly on Dan Neverth's morning show. There, Jim portrayed many a comical character. Jim then came to WBEN Radio 1978 as news director. While he was there, or here rather, he also became program director. Eventually, his duties were merged into vice president of news and programming. Jim retired from full-time employment at WBEN in 1987, but reappeared on a regular basis doing characters on the then Stan Roberts show. I remember so well the sound of the telephone ringing. I knew it was Jim calling, but I hadn't a clue which character Jim might show up as. Sounds like the phone. Hello?
Hello, Stan.
Is that?
Zeke Tuaga.
Zeke Tuaga, my old country bumpkin. What's new with you, Zeke?
I'm lonely.
Yes, could have been Zeke Tuaga. Then there were the phone calls when I mispronounced the name of a Western New York town like Busty, New York. Oh, no. Hello?
Hello, Stan.
Oh, no.
Say, this is Ken Mossland,
yes.
Executive Director of the Algonquin School of Broadcasting, located high above the town restaurant in beautiful Allentown.
Yes, downwind from the Suvlaki.
Yes,
of course.
Say, Stan.
Yes.
You've done it again.
I've done it again. Mispronounced the name of a town. I remember his poem when he told me, I needn't remind you, must I? B-U-S-T-I is pronounced Bust-I. Yes. Say it three times and it's yours, Kenmore Sloan. And one of Jim McLaughlin's best-known characters was developed on Dan Neverth's show some years ago. Sounds like the phone. Hello?
Hello, Dan.
Stan.
Stan.
Yes.
Ward LaFrance, WQPK Radio.
Sweetwater, New York.
Good to hear my voice again.
Indeed it was. Here in WBEN, though, here at our halls, the best-loved character had to be... sounds like the phone. Hello?
This is the Duchess of Blackpool.
How you doing today, Dutch?
Oh, I'm disturbed.
There she was, the Duchess of Blackpool. You'll hear a full episode with Jim McLaughlin as the Duchess this afternoon on WBEN's Evening News, where the Duchess admits an interest in our co-host, then-traffic guy, Tim Winger. I won't say we will miss Jim. We've been missing Jim ever since his too early retirement. We miss his humor, his insight, his professionalism, and the opportunity to just chat with him here in the halls at WBEN. We were all privileged to have known and worked with Jim McLaughlin, dead at age 57.